Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking about Media Center PCs. Those are computers that allow you to connect to your television, connect to your cable system, your stereo system, so on and so forth. If you get a chance, visit our website, datadoctors.com. We've got lots of links and resources to kind of the premier Windows Media Edition version of Windows XP, as well as all of the different explanations and some of the neat little gadgets that are out there that will allow you to very, very quickly create this home PC kind of home theater slash jukebox slash... I mean, I've got about probably 30,000 songs on my home PC that's piped through the whole house.
Yeah.
You can do video. You can put all your digital camera images, and then, you know, if you've got guests over, you can actually be sitting out on the big screen and with a remote control.
Yeah.
So there's some very, very interesting interfaces that are out there, and there's no one solution. There's a bunch of solutions out there. So, and again, I encourage anybody that's actually gone through this, either email us or call us. Tell us what products you've liked and you use, and so that we can kind of pass that on to others that are interested in doing this. So it's a very, very interesting thing. It can get a little complicated. That's why we want to put a lot of the resources up there on the website. And then in the second hour here, we're going to talk in more detail about some of the specific products that we've played with. And I believe Chad took a little unit home last night to test out. He's going to give us a little report on that as well.
Very nice.
So again, you can call us 602-277-5827, actually one line open only, and then also email us at datadoctors.com. If you click on the radio show section, you'll see a place where you can ask a question, like Jose emailed us and asked us, what are the differences, if any, between broadband and DSL? Well, broadband, Jose, is just a generic term for anything that's high speed or faster than dial-up. DSL is a type of broadband. Mm-hmm. So DSL broadband would be the same. I mean, it's basically explaining the type of broadband or the type of high-speed internet connection it is. Cable is definitely the fastest. It's generally quite a bit faster than DSL. So mm-hmm. if you're out there looking for a high-speed internet provider, we always recommend you check to see if cable's available first. If it's not, then the second you settle for DSL.
Or VDSL, which is actually faster.
It can be. Depends on the area, but it's still not as fast as cable.
Yeah.
And then you have things like satellite and some point-to-point wireless, microwave, that kind of thing. Those are all considered broadband because they are faster than standard band, which would be like dial-up.
The dial-up,
yeah.
It's ancient. You shouldn't...
Or if you listened to our show some weeks ago, the other broadband definition, of course, is an all-female rock group, right?
Yeah.
And we had a whole list of them. That was,
we did. That was actually pretty good.
We had more participation on that show from people calling
in.
We did. Well, don't forget Heart. And don't forget... So hopefully, Jose, that helps you out. And the other question he had is, why do companies such as Earthlink use the term separately? I'm not sure what he means by use the term separately, but DSL, if they call it DSL one time and call it broadband another time, just remember, broadband is just a generic term
mm-hmm.
for all of this stuff. It's not it's not a specific type of technology. It is all of the technologies that can provide that high speed connection.
Yes.
As opposed to, and then again, DSL. Digital Subscriber Link, DSL.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, you're on it. You are on. What's VDSL?
Video, no.
Very fast. It is. Can you believe it? I thought they'd come up with something clever. They didn't.
How about ISDN? That's an old broadband. That's actually maybe twice as fast as dial-up.
What is
ISDN?
It?
ISDN?
Yeah.
I used to say, I still don't know. Now it's like an integrated system, digital network or something, but... That's a really old broadband.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Heart. That's an old broadband.
There you
too.
Go.
All right, hour number two of the Computer Corner coming up. We're going to get a dive into more detail of the Media Center PCs and some of the options you have. There's some less than $200 that you can actually buy that will allow you to start this process of capturing video and audio and all kinds of things and transmitting it to televisions and that kind of thing. So. We'll get more of a report from Chad on that as we come back. Of course, our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week, and all the other goodies that we have here on the show every week for you. It's Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia, and Chad Pyle with Brandon Disney out in the field from Dallas, Texas, going to be chiming in on the Media Center PC edition comments as well. Back after this.